A reminder that some things are not going to change in 2009. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Thursday at Reagan National Airport, a Muslim family was kicked off a plane after passengers overheard them talking about the, quote, safest place to sit.
It seems to be some comments made by passengers that were misconstrued by other passengers, which escalated into the security issue.
Tad Hutchison from AirTran, who says the airline was just doing its job. Air marshals cleared the plane and called the FBI, who quickly concluded the family was benign. They had passed the security check after all. Their shoes were fine. Their shampoo was fine. And a lot of people sometimes wonder about the safest place to sit, especially if you've heard flight attendants lecture the passengers in the exit row. But this group was on the way to a religious retreat for Orthodox Muslims, so the men had the beards, the women had the headscarves, and yet all but one were born in Detroit and, on paper, were as American as anybody on the plane. Which is why at the Council on American Islamic Relations, Ibrahim Hooper thinks this was racist and there was a better way to handle it.
Go and talk to the people and ask them their side of the issue instead of just going into this knee-jerk, almost SWAT team response.
Or maybe, while passengers are at the gate waiting for the pre-boarding and the Platinum Club boarding and the Gold Elite Club boarding, you have little icebreaker games. Or you just pass out the sleeping masks ahead of time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.